Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, the GOAT Channel is back. Boy, it's been a long time, but a lot of shit going on. And it's cold as hell. But yeah, I haven't been home. I went cruising. I got to go to some cool places, check out, do some cool stuff. So I hadn't been around. That's one reason why I hadn't recorded. And I don't know how much I did through the holidays. I know I did a little bit. But yeah, the holidays came at us. We went from holidays. I took a cruise. But yeah, that's just kind of the way life's been, kind of how the grind's been, and now we're back to reality, I guess, you know? So yeah, but the cruise was fun, definitely different, but it's how it should be for the times right now, but at least they're still cruising. At least they're still going. I mean, I believe they have to. I believe the industry has to stay open. I think it's kind of tough to try to close. And it just feels like it'd be tough to close. Because it's a very... I'm trying to think. Like, it's a good industry where people need to be. You know, it gives a lot of people work, like foreign people. Everybody works on these carnival ships. You have all ethnicities and everything else. And I just think it's a very good thing for the world if cruising's open now. People don't like cruising, or like, you know, some of the higher up, like CDC's not a fan of cruising anyway. But the amount that were on the cruise ship this time seemed pretty low, so overall you never really got like tight quartered. The only time I felt that I was really tight quartered, wasn't a huge fan of it, was at the comedy club and then on the shuttle coming back from shuttle into Belize and back, but that still didn't feel as tight quartered as like the comedy club. I don't know, I guess either, both of them. I guess both those kind of made it feel like a little bit tight quartered, and so yeah, that's just my thought on that part of cruising, is like you really could stay away. The other thing I didn't like, but this is more of a probably a personal preference than an actual issue with cruising, is I was not a fan of having to sit with somebody at the lunch table. Exactly. See, I didn't want to sit at the lunch table. But no, I didn't want to sit with anybody at the dinner table. And we would have had a whole group, but I don't think one group showed up at all, or they opted out. And then the other group, I only went to dinner twice. They only went to dinner twice that I even seen them. So it wasn't a big deal for me, the other couple being there, other couple and girl. So yeah, it was cool. It was almost back to full cruising. You just wear a mask at all times, pretty much. I even wore it half the time outside, half the time I didn't outside. But if I was around anybody, I would. It's kind of the way of life right now. But it didn't make cruising any less fun. The horror stories of cruising, though, with COVID out there, is people missing ports and, you know, just the port stuff happening. not being able to see your ports. We luckily got to our ports, got all our ports in. We didn't have to miss any, and so, you know, that part of the cruise experience has changed because you miss ports more often. We had good weather, so overall it was a pretty good experience for us. And like, I guess I just feel like it's not much different. You just do wear a mask the whole time. So, like, it will be nice if, hopefully it's when and not if, but hopefully one day it will be maskless again, and then you just kind of feel free and you just enjoy your time. You don't have to worry about grabbing your mask before you leave the room. You don't have to sit around. You know, we like to sit around in the chairs on the, usually like your main deck where all the casino is, your coffee bars, your other bars, your shops. That main deck usually has seating next to the window. We sit there, we play card games, we just hang out. And so, you know, without a mask would have probably been obviously better, but was a mask such an inconvenience where you couldn't enjoy your trip? No. So if I'm recommending just based on those facts and the protocols they have in place to try to get you to ports and keep you safe, I believe it's definitely worth going on and having fun and just be vaccinated, take your test before you go, get a booster, I guess. I don't know about this. Like, they're calling for booster. It seems like we're really just now, you know, after the first two shots, they don't know how it's going to react, so they're just going to keep giving you shots. It's kind of the feeling on that, but that's just a personal opinion. So, you know, do whatever you think's good for your body and then go cruising. Obviously, you're going to still have chance of catching COVID exposure and all that stuff. That's where we're at right now. I mean, you can catch the flu. There's a number of things you can catch. Being in close quarters like that. But it could be worth it to you, and it could not be worth it. That's kind of something you have to make. But I believe it was fun. Well, I definitely know it was fun. And it didn't, like I said, didn't really impact you too much. I think my worst part of it, the whole mask thing, is that you have to wear a mask even on your excursion. So we had three ports, three short excursions. You have to be masked at all times. And I don't know, I guess it's where it's tourist destinations. They wear a mask at all times, the places you visit, the things you do. But the people of the community down there don't wear masks, which is fine. I'm not saying that's a big deal. I'm just saying that's kind of how it works. But you have to pretty much, like, we even did a boat ride to go snorkeling, and we had to wear a mask the whole time except for snorkeling. So that just, you know, that's a thing that maybe you'll have to get over, but overall the experience wasn't changed too much. And they did a lot of positive stuff to me. They have this thing where you just walk through. They take your picture, stand behind the feet, take your picture. And once your picture's taken, once you get your picture taken, it goes into like a database of some sort, I guess. You scan it to get on the boat. You scan to get off the boat, and if it's successful, obviously, every time, then you don't even have to show your passport on the way out. So that's like one of the best. I mean, that is a really nice thing. So we just basically getting off the boat at 7 o'clock if you take your luggage, grab your stuff. Just, they do call you by station, but they weren't even strict on that. They just don't want you lined up. Wasn't lined up at all. You just keep walking in a circle. Or, you know, you just keep walking down the hallway. Scan the card. Walk off the ship. Keep walking. Nope, nothing's taking time here. Keep walking. Go to the facial recognition. Hit it. If it's successful, keep walking. And hit the elevators and you're out. Like, that was the quickest process. I remember when you had to come over to like an area and show the alcohol that you bought on the boat, because they were like, customs wanted to know like how much alcohol you were bringing back and stuff. Like, I think you had to like show it to them, or you had to declare it right then, and you had to physically like talk to them and discuss that kind of with them. Like, if you wanted to, you didn't necessarily have to disclose it, obviously, for legal purposes you're supposed to, but I'm just saying, like, you could just have it in your bag and they, like, but I remember they used to check a bag once in a while randomly. Like, they wouldn't check them all, but they would check random bags. So that part of just like customs and coming in and the border patrol, I guess is what it would be, or, you know, border security or whatever you would call it, you know, American security, I don't know, whatever. The people, you know, when you get on and off the boat, to know you're American because you have to have your passport or birth certificate, like, that part is crazy. Like, that part has changed drastically now. And I don't know when the face recognition came in. It must have came in. They must have been working on that, the, you know, while everything was down. Because when I went in 2 years ago, exactly 2 years ago, before the shutdown in March, they didn't do that on the cruise ship I was on. And I was out of Port Canaveral. So they might have been doing it in other ships. But, yeah, it's nice. I mean, check-in was pretty much the same. I was not a huge fan. I'm still not a huge fan of check-in, but it is what it is. There's nothing to it. But check-in was pretty much the same, but they had, like, they either had an extra station or they had an extra step of what you had to do. So, for example, if you... Yeah, so for example, you go, basically just show them, okay, they got you. You start walking up through the ramp, take the escalator up, and then you stand there, they give you to, they pass you off to the lady who asks about your vaccines. Actually, yeah, they do look at it. I was like, I can't remember them looking closely at it, but yeah, they'll look at your vaccine papers, they'll look at your test paper, and I guess that's everything. They check all that good stuff out, make sure you're boarding, they'll check that out. So they'll check out all the major paperwork. Then you'll go into your next area, which is basically to scan your bag. So you'll stick your bag in there, metal detector, take your hat off, that kind of thing, run it through. After that clears, you're pretty much in the big area, waiting area, and what you do from there is you keep walking to the end of it, to guest relations. And at guest relations, you'll go ahead and set up your account, take your picture, anything and everything that needs to be done. I think scan a passport. Just kind of take care of the quick things. Put a card on file if you haven't, or put cash on file. Basically, all that stuff, you'll do that. And then you'll go sit down. And this was also something I did not like. You know, we're trying to prevent COVID, I guess, you know, prevent the spread. Do it right, you know. We're trying to, I guess that's the thing. We're trying to do it right as far as just like not having it spread. Obviously makes sense. Cool, okay. But if that's the case, you know, if we get times to get on the boat, it's tough to have everybody sitting in one area. Like, we're sitting like side by side, front to back, waiting to go in, and that just doesn't seem like the safest protocol. I don't know how else you could do it, but that for sure seemed like the unsafest about everything that they did, is that they had you sitting so tight just to get on the boat. So, but then you go through the facial recognition, then you're good. You get in the tunnel thing to go up, whatever that thing is. Then you get on the boat, and then you're there. And then it's like a regular cruise. Pretty much. It was cool, though. There was some digital stuff they had changed that never had before. They didn't have a paper sheet anymore. I think you could pick one up if you wanted one. But it was all digital. So, like, you pull the hub up on your phone, and then you read it from there. You read your menu from there, what's happening for the day. So you don't get those fun times or whatever they are. Like, they used to print them off and tell you what's happened during the day. So they didn't do that. I'm trying to think of any major differences. Kind of feels like that was all your major differences. They do have a cool feature that I've never, like, for breakfast, you can just book it on the app, and then, like, if you don't want to set with somebody, you can keep that checked. And then once you book it and it's ready, it'll send you a message saying your table's ready. So, like, that's awesome. I mean, that is quick. That's for breakfast if you want to go to the dining room. So, yeah, overall, I think the stuff they have made upgrades to, they're pretty much kind of going full, you know, electric, mobile. They're going, you know, they're going paperless. They're trying to go more, I guess it'd be user friendly and easier to do a lot of stuff through your phone, through your electronic device. Now, you can still do it other ways, but it is really so much easier. So, like, the upgrades they did to that were amazing. But, yeah, I might as well just talk about the trip the whole time. That's getting on the cruise. That's the differences in the cruise. We did have our cruise director, I think, apparently got sick. Probably other people. I don't know the total. Another thing that I would like to see during this time, and maybe they don't do it to freak you out or whatever. One, I think they should definitely tell you how many people are sick. It just seems like something they should do. You know, they should kind of let you know, you know, this people, or at least after you're done, send you an email and be like, okay, this people had to be quarantined, this number. Like, give you a number. So if you feel like you've been near them or you get tested, or that definitely feels like something they should try to do, is kind of let you know. You know, kind of let you know. Also kind of let you know how many people are on the boat. So yeah, you know, let you know how many people are on the boat. Let you know how many, like, quarantine or maybe confirmed cases based on tests. That kind of stuff, though, I think those little adjustments to it, I do believe they should disclose those to you. And that's my main issue with it. I would like to know. I mean, I guess while you're on the boat, they don't want you freaking out. But, like, after the fact, it almost feels like they should do that for you. That's the only thing I haven't heard, at least. I don't know if it comes out later or if you can find it somewhere. But that's the only thing they should disclose, how many people's on the cruise ship. You know, you don't have to disclose how many people didn't make it, blah, blah, blah. But it would be nice to know. I didn't see it anywhere, but it would be nice for them to kind of tell you, you know, this many people on this cruise ship. Yeah, pretty much. And then, you know, I think it would be beneficial if they told you how many crew members and how many passengers on the cruise ship tested positive or either were in quarantine, just so you kind of get a rough guess of, you know, the circumstances, I guess, and how worried you should be. I don't know. That's just something I believe they should try. But other than that, like I said, there's a few things I did, like I griped about, but I think overall, other than that, I'm trying to think of anything else. But those were kind of my major things that I would hit on. So that's all the major, like, things that I probably had any kind of issue with. Overall, like I said, it wasn't too much different. You just had to wear a mask the whole time. You still fed yourself on a buffet. I'm sure they sanitize more often. You still did this, and this. Like, the food stuff, pretty much the same. Obviously the good part, not a lot of people on the boat. I mean, if you don't like people, kind of like me, you would be fine with that. So, yeah, overall, solid. Now, excursions, we went to Mahogany Bay, Belize, and Cozumel. So I will have videos, all that good stuff, but yeah, so I'll have videos, I'll have all that good stuff. Mahogany Bay, Roatan, simple excursion. We did what they call a top 10. I don't even know what the top 10 things were, because there wasn't really 10 things. But with that said, it was still a nice excursion where you got to see, like, you got to see the whole, I think it's an island. You got to see the whole thing, or not, maybe not the whole thing, but you got to see different parts of it. So, first thing, we went east side, to this iguana farm where they also fed some fish. So we got to drive up the east side. She said they just built, I think it was a Wendy's or something. Bojangles is like maybe their longest or their oldest fast food place that's there. But when you got to see their kind of gas stations and their kind of this, and this, like, it was cool. It was neat. So you got to go east side for that. And then everything else was kind of towards the west, which I don't know if it's called Flower Bay or something like that. That was like a location. And there was a few other locations. Coxon. Just to name some stuff that, like, I can't remember exactly if that was like the town or what it was, but how they explained it, or just Coxon area or how they explained it, but they were different names, different parts. But then you got to go west. So you started off, you went east kind of past the cruise ships. And then once you pass the cruise ship, oh, and then you come back past the cruise ship to go east or west, and then you got to see even more of town. And there's a couple things I would do probably different on this excursion. Like, you know, for them to do different. But did I like it? Yeah, it was a solid excursion. So, first we went to that iguana farm. Made our way over to the... I'm trying to think of what was next. I'm thinking it was the shell place where they, like, carve conch shells. I believe that was our next stop, was the conch shell place. Then we went to this place. It was Rusty something, but basically what they did, they take recycled stuff. It was expensive, though, but maybe because you're saving the planet. Text message from life. Maybe because you're saving a planet or something. And so, yeah, maybe because you're saving the planet and you're doing, you know, you're recycling. But it was rather pricey for the stuff in there. The conch shell place was too, but the conch shell place was really cool. I don't know how they make it, if they carve it or whatever they do, but it looked carved. Just super neat. But, you know, it probably is worth the prices just because of the neatness to it. Didn't buy anything at either one of those. Really, I didn't buy much on the trip at all. So, went there. Then you take a walk down to the chocolate factory. And he does tell you a little bit about the chocolate, this, that, and all, you know, all that stuff. Tells you how it's made, shows you the mold. It was okay. I didn't really like how you had to sample it. I just feel like they should try to prepare ahead of time and, like, cut it up into, like, little chunks for you and have individual bowls. Like, I know that's a lot of work, but, you know, in these times, it's probably the better way to do it instead of having, like, these little tongs and you pick it out. But I tried a few pieces of chocolate, and it was pretty good chocolate. They had dessert downstairs that looked really good. But, yeah. So That was that stop. Then our next stop was, I'm trying to think, we went to the Rum Factory. Now the Rum Factory wasn't bad. Pretty great view on the back deck, and you get to sample a little bit of rum, but it's different from all these other places I've been where you try to test some alcohol. Or, not all, but quite a few places I've been where you test alcohol. They they don't really let you taste very much. It's a very, like, it's enough to put your tongue in. I've been to some of these countries and done something similar, or like done a place like that, and they'll like pour you full shots. I've also been places, you know, around the U.S. where they pour you at least like half shots. But this was basically just enough to drop on your tongue. They did have some nice looking cigars. Didn't try the rum cake, but I would imagine the rum cake was probably pretty good. I think I had a rum cake somewhere and it was pretty good. Cayman Islands or something. So, and then you go to a beach after that. This lady tried to steal my money. I was just trying to buy a beer. Didn't have low change. Bus was leaving. Finally, she paid me back. If not, she's going to keep a whole $10 for a $3 beer. But tried a Belizean beer. Or no, that was Mahogany Bay. Tried their local beer. Can't even think the name of it. Tried their local beer. Pretty good. Pretty tasty. After that, we went back to the ship. Solid excursion. Got to learn a lot about the culture. Got to see a lot of the culture. That's the best part about those type of excursions, is you get to see it all. Not all of it, but you get to see a lot of the country, a lot of the island, a lot of stuff. And you're also getting to do a few things in there. So the combination is really cool. Then we went to Belize and we did a snorkel with rays and sharks. And so you have to take the water shuttle over. Packed, not fun. You take the water shuttle over, you then proceed to another line to where you get on another boat and go 45 minutes to, I think, the Lazy Lizard. So then once you get to the Lazy Lizard, you have about 10 minutes, you get your snorkel gear, your fins, and then you get on the boat. They stop at one place which has sharks and rays, and basically they just kind of stop there. The boat, they anchor the boat down, so they like stay right there. And they feed the sharks and feed the animal. I don't know if the stingrays just hang out or if they feed the stingrays too, but they feed them. And so they all just hang out, and I've got some hopefully decent videos of that. But yeah, then they just hang out. And so you just swim around, you snorkel with them. I had my GoPro, so I tried to get a lot of videos of them. That goes on, I don't know, 30 minutes. I don't know the exact time, but you do just kind of hang out with them. Then the next part of it is they take you and drop you off near some reefs. And once they drop you off near the reefs, you have a guide, and you kind of follow around the guides, and you'll kind of go around the reefs looking at it, for me, GoPro-ing. And eventually, once you follow them, and then you kind of float, the boat actually drops you off here, and it goes on down and waits on you. So you do your snorkeling, and then you end up back there. The only issue, and then after you go back, and for me, I had a couple beers, because it's only $3 beers or something. Belizean beer, though, is really good. I was a big fan of the Belkin. Or I don't know how you say it. It was B-L-I-K-I-N, I think, or something along those lines. But it was solid beer overall. And so I drank a few beers and just hung out, because you had like an hour to hang out before you had to go back. As far as the snorkeling going, the only thing I have found that I really don't like about snorkeling is they try to pack you in, and then there's so many of you, so they don't want you to get spread out, because they obviously want to keep an eye on you. They don't want you to drown, so they have to for that purpose. But you're also so tight together, so if you're trying to float or you're trying to kick your feet, people get kicked in the face and get hit with fins and all that good stuff, and that's not, it's not ideal, I would say. So overall, that was a solid excursion, though. A little pricey, a little bit, you know, was it worth the money? I don't know, it was close. Last stop, real quick, I'll talk about, because I gotta go to work, Cozumel. Now, Cozumel, was solid. Cozumel always has stuff, though. Like, there's so much stuff you can do at Cozumel. Really, the options are kind of endless. And, like, there's just so much you can do. You can go a lot of times. I've been, this was my sixth time. And so much stuff you can do at Cozumel. Like, it is kind of crazy the stuff you can do. But we did a cooking one, and the only thing I didn't like about it is it was pretty short for $100 and some, and they did have a pool, but they didn't really even give you time to swim. So, you know, that's the real negative, is they didn't give you enough time to really kind of swim. But you get there, they give you just a regular drink. I think it's punch. Basically, I think it's punch without the rum. So, like a rum punch, but without the rum. Obviously good. They do make that. That stuff's always good at anywhere, these places you go. Then, so then, you start cooking. We cooked our main meal first, which was a stuffed poblano pepper. And then you cook a dessert, make ceviche. And then you can have drinks the whole time you're cooking. Anything you want from the bar. And then, trying to think. And then you eat and you drink a margarita that he throws together, which is pineapple and Tabasco. But yeah, I mean, it was such a cool experience making authentic food. But it was short and you didn't even get to swim or anything. So price-wise, it might have been a little bit overpriced. But it was a very cool experience. So overall, I can't complain about any of my excursions. Like, I guess, complain a little bit about them. But the overall, I can't really complain about how fun I had, you know, the experiences and all that good stuff. So, yeah, that's cruising. That's cruising in 2022. And that's all, folks. Till next time, we out.